Chapter 2. The Monkey People. Many years went by, and Mowgli grew into a strong boy. Baloo taught him to speak in different jungle languages, but Mowgli liked to play instead of studying his lessons. One day, Baloo hit Mowgli on the head when he wasn't paying attention. This made Mowgli unhappy. Bagheera talked to Baloo.
"He is just a young boy. Be gentle with him."
"He will be safe only when he knows all the jungle words," said Baloo.
Baloo continued the lesson.
"Say the jungle words to the hunting people."
"We are of the same blood, you and I," said Mowgli.
"Very good. Now say it to the birds in the sky."
Mowgli did this for the birds in the sky. Baloo praised him.
"Nothing will ever hurt you if you remember these lessons. You will understand me when you are an adult."
Then Mowgli stood and said,
"My people will always be with me. I will live with them high in the trees."
This surprised Baloo very much.
"Mowgli, what did you say? Did you meet the Bandar Log people?"
Baloo and Bagheera both looked angry.
"When I was in the trees, the monkey people came to me. They gave me food and played with me. I want to play with them again. They said that one day I would be their leader," said Mowgli.
"No," Baloo said very angrily. "You have learned the laws of the jungle people. The monkey people have no laws. They are bad. You must stay away from them."
Mowgli now felt very bad. After the lesson, the three of them went to sleep. Suddenly, Mowgli awoke and found himself high in the trees. Tiny hands were carrying him away. Baloo and Bagheera were following them. They shouted out for the monkeys to stop. The monkeys just laughed at them and took Mowgli away. Mowgli was very afraid. He looked into the sky and saw a kite.
"We are of the same blood, you and I,"
Mowgli called to the kite in bird language.
"Who are you?"
asked the kite.
"I am Mowgli, a man cub. Please tell Baloo and Bagheera where I am."
"We cannot keep up with them. They are so fast," said Baloo.
"Let's ask Ka, the big python, for his help. He will find Mowgli easily," said Bagheera.
Baloo and Bagheera found Ka sleeping in the sun. He was a huge brown and yellow snake. They made some noise to wake him up.
"Hello,"
Ka greeted them.
"We are searching for food," they told him. "We are looking for the Bandar Log."
"Really? Let's go together. I am starving," said Ka.
The kite flew to them and said,
"A man cub spoke jungle words to me. The Bandar Log took him to the lost city." "We must go immediately," said Bagheera.
"You are faster than me," said Baloo. "Go ahead first. I will catch up to you."
Mowgli was not happy to be with the Bandar Log.
"This is very bad," Mowgli thought.
Mowgli looked into the sky. It was getting dark, and there were clouds in the sky.
"I will try to escape when it is dark," he thought.